Vanessa Lee is the founder of The Things We Do, a top injector, and a trusted authority in the world of beauty and skincare. Now, she's hosting a podcast. Join her as she covers all the things we do for beauty, best kept secrets, and weird shit included.
Hi guys, welcome back to the podcast, The Things We Do. This is episode 9, Microneedling.
Oh my gosh, I'm so excited because every time you talk about microneedling, this is like episode 9 and you've mentioned microneedling so many times and I have had no idea what you're talking about.
So this is on you because you should have asked me a long time ago.
I mean, I just like felt like I didn't want to interrupt your flow. So
you're like, this girl's really passionate about something I know nothing about that has a lot of baby needles involved apparently.
Yeah.
Okay, so, cool. Well, let's talk about it. Let's get to my favorite skin treatment of all time.
All time.
Microneedling. This episode is sponsored by me. I have a beauty bar called The Things We Do in the Arts District of downtown LA. Come by and book an appointment for any of your beauty and wellness needs. My team and I know how busy life can get. Invest in yourself and make sure to make time for self-care. We have a self-care club that offers exclusive benefits and discounts for our members that you can read about on our website, thethingswedo.co. You can also inquire about appointments and get a feel of what we do through our IG account, thingswedo.co, or simply stroll on by the beauty bar and pick up all of your skincare essentials. A lot of you may know that I love microneedling so much that I ended up working with a manufacturer in Korea to have a safe at-home microneedling device just for you guys to use at home. If you don't know about it, you can visit my website, thethingswedo.co, and look it up under Beauty Tools. It is a skin-changing microneedling infusion stamp. And what does that even mean?
Yeah, well, I don't know what that means.
I know. Well, let me tell you. As you are microneedling the skin, you are simultaneously passing a serum or a skin brew, if you will, into your skin to improve the smoothness and overall tone of the skin. And I'll go over that more in depth. You might be saying to yourself, but Vanessa, I don't even understand what microneedling is. And apparently I found out Katrina was thinking that this entire time.
The whole time.
So you're not alone. Do not fret, my pet. I'm about to school you. So let's get started. Depending on who you speak with, microneedling origins stem back to different parts of Asia, France, and Germany. Apparently everyone feels like they invented microneedling. Basically, people caught on to the fact that when you induce controlled trauma into the skin, it wants to rebuild. I researched about the origins of microneedling, and one story stood out to me. Dr. Sandra Lee, or you guys might know her as Dr. Pimple Popper, talked about how a Korean tattoo artist saw that his patrons that were coming back for touch-ups on tattoos had younger-looking skin where he had previously tattooed than the surrounding skin that hadn't been inked up. So he ended up teaming with some physicians, and the microneedling pen evolved from it.
Huh.
There are microneedling stories that go back for centuries when it's connected to Chinese traditional medicine and acupuncture. But what is microneedling? Microneedling itself involves hundreds of tiny microchannels or punctures. They are controlled injuries to the skin by tiny needle pokes, which induce new collagen production. We stop creating new collagen on our own sometime around our mid-20s, which is why we see such a shift in our skin in our late 20s and early 30s. The skin isn't as plump, it doesn't recover as quickly, the elasticity changes, it starts to look dull, and pigmentation tends to be more of a problem. And how does microneedling help this? Well, think about when you get a paper cut. which is arguably the most cringy feeling in the entire world. Yeah, yeah. So when you get a paper cut, the skin is injured and your body signals a natural response to start rebuilding tissue where the cut was made, right? Mm-hmm. After a few days, the skin repairs itself and there's new tissue that lives where the old tissue was injured. With microneedling, we use hundreds of micro pokes into the skin, whether it be through a stamp, a roller, or a microneedling pen. And we'll talk about the difference of all of these in a second. But what happens is your skin knows that it's had some kind of disruption and it wants to flood the areas of microneedling with new collagen, leading to healthier, younger, and better looking skin. Essentially, the process is making your body work for itself, which I love because our bodies are amazing and this is evidence that we're magical unicorns. Essentially, we're all Wolverine.
Cool.
So there are several types of microneedling. Dermal rolling is the most popular at-home treatment. Have you heard of dermal rolling?
Is that like the little thing with all the spikes on, and then you like roll it like a paint roller?
Yes, yes, that's exactly what it is. The majority of people that buy these products are usually purchasing them from Amazon, and it makes my skin crawl because who knows where that stuff is coming from. Yeah. Or the cleanliness standards that they have. There's just too many uncontrolled variables. I feel like when you buy something from Amazon that's physically piercing your skin, you need to have a little bit more research behind the companies that you're buying these products from. There's companies like GlowPro and Stack that offer rollers, but I do find that with rolling, there's more unnecessary injury to the skin than there needs to be, since the rolling action allows the needles to enter and exit the skin at an angle instead of being poked straight in and straight out. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
It's hard. I'm doing all these like hand movements in order for you guys to see. I'm trying to get my point across. But when you have something on a roller, it isn't going straight into the skin and then straight out with as little injury as possible. It's entering the skin at an angle, and while it's rolling, it's exiting at the angle. And at a different angle, not angle. So why is this important? Because the more surface area injury there is to the skin, the more susceptible you are to unwanted brown spots from sun damage. So what I'm seeing in my office from people who are coming in and using a derma roller at home is they do have smoother skin because of the new collagen that's being induced, but they also have all of this new sun damage and unwanted brown spots that have to be treated with products, chemical peels, and laser because they're so much more susceptible since the injury is a little bit larger than it needs to be. That's one type of microneedling. Another type is stamping, which is my favorite. It allows for a gentler, more controlled result. It is safer since the injury has less surface area damage to the skin, but it is just as effective because of the needle depth. And instead of just adding serum before and after your microneedling treatment for increased permeability into the skin like other devices, when you use the stamper that I have available on our site called the Do and Go, there is a chamber attached to the microneedling head that allows for simultaneous droplets of skin plumping serum to dive directly into your precious tissues for 100% absorption. So again, most devices are rollers or stamps, but the ones that I have available for you is connected to a small serum chamber. So while you're microneedling, your serum is already infused into the skin all at once. This is referred to as micro infusions. Oh. Now, in medical offices, like at my beauty bar, The Things We Do, located in Los Angeles, we offer micro infusions and also microneedling by a pen device. The pen device is for major skin resurfacing for clients with acne scarring, moderate to severe loss of elasticity, and skin dullness. And what sets it apart is the needle depth. The pen we use can go up to 2.5 millimeters deep into the skin, where stampers usually stop at 0.5, 0.6 millimeters into the skin. So it's a lot deeper.
Yeah, that's a really big difference.
Yeah, it's significant in the sense that you get so much more of a controlled injury to the tissue that's deeper, so it elicits more of your body's response to rebuild. So patients are usually numbed before the treatment with a topical numbing cream, and then cleaned off before the procedure. Then the pen rapidly pokes the skin, and because the depth is so much deeper than at-home tools, you receive a higher influx of that new collagen repair. And this is great for people with deeper acne scars versus just slight textural discrepancies or, like, you know, brown spots and red scars, where you can address those at home with the at-home tools. It's really for, like, the deeper scarring from acne. We can even pair microneedling with a pen device with growth factor from your blood. This is a process where we draw blood from your arm, spin it down in a centrifuge, extract your growth factors from it, called PRP or platelet-rich plasma, and place it on your skin before and after the pen needling to expedite and increase your collagen production.
Oh my god. Yeah. That's like a lot. Yeah,
it is. It's more intense. So this should be done in an office with professionals, of course. This is a treatment that should, I'm going to repeat myself, only be done by professionals. You should not try to buy a centrifuge and draw your own blood at home. Let's not be too ambitious here. And I know this is crazy that we're stating this, but there's always that 2% of the population that you have to be careful with.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Don't do this shit at home. The at-home tools are labeled at home, and don't try to buy a pen off of Alibaba or wherever and try this at home. Okay, so in a nutshell, if you are over 25, you can start microneedling. I like to do a deeper microneedling treatment for myself in the office with the microneedling pen once or twice a year, and I monthly give myself microinfusions with my Do and Go microneedling infusion stamp. Who is it good for? Microneedling is good for anyone who wants to improve the texture and tone of the skin. I would be careful with super sensitive skin. Sensitive skin in the sense that you hive up very easily, and most active products make you red, irritated, and itchy. You should not be using this regularly. You should be using my Liquid Lift sleeping mask if you're that sensitive, because oats and CBD are key for you, not so much microneedling. How often should you do it? Microneedling with an at-home device can be used up to twice a month, but I say start off once a month just to make sure you understand how your skin responds to this treatment. For best results, always use a broad-spectrum sunscreen and take it easy in the warmer months if you know you can't be compliant with sun protection. I do more aggressive microneedling treatments for myself in the time frame between October and February since it's cooler, but I still wear sunscreen every single day. Where can you get more information? You can always contact us through our website and check out my IG at VanessaLee_RN for videos and tutorials of how to safely use microneedling Do and Go at home. Okay, happy microneedling. Cheers to smoother, healthier skin. Stay safe, Godspeed, and sunscreen. Okay, guys, it's time for our self-care club segment where we talk about how we've been taking care of ourselves in this past week. I have been paying more attention to... This is silly. I cut bangs. So I have bangs now. I cut them in the past week. I got them done. Great. Thank you. I got them done at Nova Art Salon, located in The Row in downtown Los Angeles. And I'm obsessed with them. I wanted to go shorter, but I feel like since I cut my bangs, I've been taking like 2 extra minutes in the morning just to kind of curl them and groom them and pay more attention to my hair, where without bangs, I usually just throw all my hair up in a top knot and, you know, have like flyaways like sticking out right and left, and I look like a crazy person.
So that's literally what I look like at the moment.
Yeah, that's me every single day. And I feel like since I got the bangs, I like am a little bit more precious with my hair, and I like touch them throughout the day and I check them out in the mirror, and it's been fun. I think it's been nice.
I love them. They look really good.
Thanks. What have you been doing?
I've been drinking a cup of tea at like every night before I go to bed.
Ooh.
My parents have been doing this for years, yeah. And they just like, it's their nightly ritual to just like drink tea, have like a little bit of a snack, and watch TV together. It's really sweet. My husband doesn't do it with me most of the time, but it's good for me, which is like, you know, I'm taking care of myself, so that's fine.
So what kind of tea is it?
Usually like a nice chamomile. Sometimes I go with like a decaffeinated green tea, which is like pretty basic of me, but I mean, whatever works. Just the hot water, great. I think, is nice because it makes me like, it makes my like body warm, feel like
cozy.
Yeah, warm, cozy, and then ready to go to sleep. So
I totally get that. When I start, I also drink tea before bed, and before I understood tea, I would drink like black tea before bed, and I would just be like fucking wired, you know, and I would be like, I don't get it. I thought this was supposed to help you relax. So now I think I have, chamomile and like a lavender blend before I go to sleep. The best.
Yeah.
All right, guys, make sure you guys are taking care of yourselves. Thank you to Katrina Haniro, our show producer, Faison for our intro song, No Cry, and Ms. Choi on Instagram, aka Sharon, who ended up cutting my bangs for me. I feel like I'm super cute right now, so thank you. Bye.
You never know how to end. That's it.
Do we have to do it again? I don't want to.